Hi everyone, welcome to Sheep Fam. This is Dom, and we've got a bit of an announcement on our content that we want to bring to your attention. As you're aware, YouTube and other social media companies are gagging the truth from getting out, and shows like ours or all the other guys that we listen to are being switched off YouTube. And we've recently seen Mark Devlin's channel being turned off. He had nearly 70,000 subscribers, and Clive DeCarl's channel being cancelled as well, and he's been on I think about 15 years, Chris. Sheep Fam, we started out in 2019 originally, and I had my first channel, which was cancelled in January 2021. We then started because I conned Chris into starting Sheep Fam Studios in February 2021. And currently, we've got about 12,500 subscribers, and that's slowed down drastically since January, when we got a couple of strikes and they just held off. And this is what you're up against by having all your old content on there. I turned all the old content off, Chris, if you remember.
Yeah.
And
well, you go through it yourself. We go through it yourself, don't you? People you watch, if they vanish off YouTube, you kind of, unfortunately, we're all a bit lazy and we forget to have a look where they've gone, don't we?
Yeah.
I know I do it, and then I find them again and I'm like, all right, I'll look to see if they've got a website or whatever.
Yeah. And the channels that, like Chris said, we used to watch have all been switched off. And so we didn't expect anybody really to listen to us in the first place, did we? We just came on at a time when everybody were pissed off. And,
well, I would say me, because you were kind of already doing it, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you'd been talking about us doing something for years. And I agreed, but as normal, I just put it off and put it off until we did that first one, which was...
Wankok.
And you said, we're just going to test it. And then you released it.
A bit like I did with Seb's song.
That's how it started, though, isn't it?
That is how it started.
Which is a good way to do it, really, because otherwise I'd have been fanning around forever.
Yeah.
And then I started kind of enjoying doing a bit of research and stuff, and it got that. Well, that was in lockdown, right, when I was doing research.
Yeah. And reality, unless something changes, we all know the future isn't on YouTube. It's not on for channels like us anyway.
Yeah. Well, they might be going after everything at some point. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so,
but while they're not.
I suppose it were me. I made the decision to build our own Sheep Fam website and get our own servers built as well. So we've got a platform there that basically we can host our own video and podcasts on there. I only host podcasts on there because videos seem to take more space up. Well, they do take more space up on private servers. So all the podcasts are now hosted on there. So when you go to the website and you go to podcasts, that is linked directly to another website and then to a private server.
Right.
And all the videos on there are hosted on other platforms like Rumble or Odyssey or Brightian.
Quite a catalogue there now, isn't there?
Yeah. But I mean, them videos are there. You know, they're not really Sheep Fam videos, if you like. There's a few at the beginning. Sheep Fam videos. I just put a scroll down, an infinite scroll down as well. So you don't have to keep flicking pages. You just keep scrolling down and pick a video or a podcast now. And all podcasts can be listened to on sheepfam.co.uk. We also have some on Podomatic as well that you can download on Podomatic. But Podomatic, I'll probably stop putting either the full podcasts on there or all any podcasts on there. The reason being is because Podomatic costs money, and what I want to be able to do is download podcasts and listen to podcasts on the website, and the website be the center of attention, if you like, on podcast. And so currently all the activity you see, this is a bit of a background on what we do, all the activity currently and work you see regards website, uploading podcasts, uploading videos to either YouTube or to the website, or to our servers and to other sites, sending emails, all contact with listeners. Well, no, I'd say most 99% of contact with listeners, making trailers, editing podcasts, inviting guests, and 99 99.99% of all research for all shows is done by myself. And that's not a go at Chris, he's busy. And that's probably one of the reasons why we're talking tonight, what we're going to do in the future. The research is all organic as well, so it's not necessarily something where I've just copied it out of a book type of thing. It's research that I've done from a standing start. What's going to be new? We've been talking for quite a while now and how we move this forward, to be fair. And we've been mulling what we want to do with Sheep Farm, because it's a hobby that's turned more or less into a full-time job for me. And I've got not necessarily other things to do. I've got other ties that I need to work on as well. So the last thing I want to do is stop doing this, because this is who I am, really. And I know it's who Chris is. And so we've been mulling over, how do we take it forward? What do we do? We've got the website now. We don't need YouTube. We don't need it. We don't need the grief of YouTube. I will keep loading videos on from time to time and putting trailers on there for whatever we release. Before Christmas, we were getting just short of 1,000 new subscribers a month.
Mental.
And now it's down to 50.
Do you think that because of the initial nonsense, you think if you've dropped away?
Well, I think what's happened, Chris, is that some people jumped on the fence, not over, and now it's sort of died down. They might be back because of chimpbox. As long as a lot of people can go on holiday, they're not as hardcore as what we are. And
we were already hardcore before nonsense number one started.
Yes.
We were already ranting on about everything for years, weren't we?
Yeah. So where do we go? Where do we go with it? You know,
I'm going to open a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you're going to open a bottle of wine. We wanted to do something that that kept us doing what we're already doing and added to what we're doing.
And potentially. How we get potentially added to.
Yeah, potentially.
Well, potentially.
Potentially,
I mean,
potentially, whatever. Yeah. So, go on.
No, I'm just going to say that the bottom line of it was people kept asking how they could help us out to do more.
Yeah. Well, we don't sell merchandise. I mean, right, the Rise Above guys do some fantastic merch, and that's not to say we'll never do that. The plan for the website is to have its own little shop on the side, but this takes time to do and develop.
We've got some T-shirts on Redbubble, but we don't really. We just did that because people kept asking for T-shirts.
Yeah, but some of the sneaky twats got some on there as well.
I think there's two people done it now, Fat, because I remember showing you one ages ago. Yeah. But we did that because people were asking for T-shirts and they just they're going to marches and stuff. And they
I don't want to sell them on Redbubble. I want to sell his own stuff on our own website.
But it's solved. We just wanted to get it out there, didn't we?
Yeah. The problem with merch like that is it takes time to do designs and all that type of stuff, and it's time away from then. We do podcasts and we do research. That is
a lot. Also, what we do. We every podcast we've put out, we're fighting for the time to do it as well, aren't we?
Yes.
And generally, it's me because I'm working Nipper and all that lot. But every time we do a podcast, it's like usually quite late at night or at least 8 o'clock for a couple of hours. I think this is probably the earliest we've done. We're doing this at 7:30. That's probably the earliest we've done that.
I want to stick to the core values of how we started. And in all honesty, I want to get Chris more involved. Not because to take work off me, because I don't really want to do any less, but if he added his bit to what we do, not only would we be able to do more from an output position, but we would also have a different angle of information as well. Because I'd say it's more of an esoteric arty type of angle.
Yeah. I mean, there was a period where I was doing a bit. I think it was in one of the lockdowns, wasn't it? When we did the Boris Johnson stuff. And I do a bit on the mint sauces, but not a phenomenal amount.
But it's more,
let me draw
what you, what you did when we did Boris Johnson wasn't really core research. No. It was a bit of research.
A couple of subjects.
You know, I want it to be yours, not mine. If you like, you know, the research. Because that were my research and you added something to it rather than it being all your research.
Yeah.
So anyway, what we're going to set up is a member area on the website, and you'll see it pop up probably before this is released. And so there'll be a member area. And what we've based this on, a lot of the websites that we listen to in the States, Highside Chats, Crow 777, being two websites that we listen to, I pay Crow 777, and I know Chris pays ISI Chats, a subscription for a certain amount of shows. Now, what we want to do is we don't want to... Well, how they work it is you get the first hour free and you put, and your members only on the second hour or the rest of
good,
the show.
It's a good system, to be fair.
It's a great system. It is a good system. But I want it to be a bit more... I don't want to change what we've got. So the people that are listening to it, they might not want to pay for something. And we're already doing it. So whatever we're already doing now, then, you know, that'll be what it is. So this is an add-on, not tough now. We're only going to accept members. You know, it's not like that. We're not talking about that. We get asked a hell of a lot if people can donate. And now I don't really want to go through Patreon. Chris don't want to go through Patreon.
No.
I want it to be more of a direct thing, and because that's how I feel we are with everybody. It's us that are doing it. I don't want to go through this tip machine, whatever they are.
Yeah.
And the easy way to do that would be to set up a monthly, quarterly, or annual membership.
Yeah.
That's it. And we've been mulling over what we should set it at, and we're looking at £2 a month. So we're not even looking at masses.
Yeah.
I think I pay eight a month for Crow 777.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sometimes on Crow and sometimes on iSide Chats. And I give some to Rich Allen as well.
Yeah.
Because I listen to
them. Yeah. But what it'll enable people to do as well is just be able to download the podcast from our website. You won't have to go to somewhere else, Apple Player or anybody like that. It'll just be on our website. And I want it to be a central point. I don't want to be dealing with these scum organisations or as little as possible that we can do.
Also, there'll be probably other things that we're going to put on there for members, like maybe... downloads JPEGs for my drawings. I'd like to do more art as well, by the way. That's one of my main things as well.
More sheep art. I actually want to make a film. Want to make a film. I've got ideas to make a documentary type film. And
all this stuff is like it's a natural progression, isn't it? We can evolve the channel totally, make it a proper... But I mean, it'll still take time, and everything takes time. But people have asked us, so I think we've thought about it. I mean, we're a bit uneasy about doing this out because we've thought about this a lot, and we don't really like asking for anything. But this is it.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I'm uneasy asking. I'd have been more uneasy asking if I'd said it's members only, and what we used to do, you can't have anymore.
Yeah, so we're going to keep that exactly the same.
We're going to keep that exactly
the same. We can squeeze it out whether I'm working or not.
Yeah.
Whether I'm busy or not, or whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, and I suppose that's it. So the announcement really is that we're going to set up a members area within the website that will allow for any extra shows that we do on a month, and I reckon we'll probably be about one to start with that'll be a member only. Show either an interview or a mint sauce or something else, Flockers or something, that'll be members only. And it's not elitist because it's £2 a month. So we're not trying to...
And I think maybe ask Dom for some feedback on what we're talking about without being rude or
aggressive.
Give us a load of shit. Yeah.
I mean, but to be blunt, I'm not looking at the money. This is my hobby. Some people go fishing. Some people do,
but also,
this is my hobby. But to get Chris more involved, he's got to give his job up.
No, but also,
that's the blunt side, isn't it? To get you more involved, you've got to do less hours at work.
Well, basically, at the minute, I work as a freelance self-employed chef. Yeah, we just figured that amount was a non-ask, really, of anything. And it just, I don't know, just joining a kind of a crazy sheep farm club.
And who knows where it'll go?
Who knows?
Yeah. You know, we don't. I'd like to do some live shows as well. I mean, we spoke about doing not just on YouTube.
Because fact, we've talked about every.
We can't talk about stuff you want to talk about on YouTube. You've got to talk in code. I'd still like to do some, like we talked last night about a Q&A on YouTube. Yeah. And there are other subjects that you can talk about that you're never going to get.
Well, there is a way around it. Like well, Rise Above guys get around it, and we're all pretty good with the wording now. I mean, we use the code words when we're talking on phone now, which is weird. I mean, who'd have thought that it had reached a point where it is fat, where you can't say things on a... I mean, it's their channel, they can do what they want, but, I mean, even on the news, you can't... There's no discussion. I mean, where are we going? Where are we going? We're going into bloody... I mean, and then they're constantly saying we're in a democracy and it's not like China and Russia, but...
But it is like China. It is like USSR. And it is like every other country before, that you've heard before.
If you keep having to point out you're in a democracy...
Then you're not in a democracy. In a democracy. Yeah, but anyway, so let's finish off this first part because we will have a chat. So I'll reiterate again. We're not looking at stopping what we're already doing. We're looking at adding to what we already do. I just want to make that clear that this isn't about charging for what we're already doing, because I would be uncomfortable doing that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that would be the best way we could think of to do it.
Yeah, and then to be fair, I don't just want... It's not like you want donations. You know, I want people to get something for what... So if you pay £2, that means you're going to get something. I don't want it to be a donation. I don't want anything for it.
Even if it's £2 for 2 hours of listening to me and you drone on, man.
So I'm going to wrap it up there. I don't think there's any more to add to that, really. Is there?
Right, yeah. No, not really. I mean, like I say, it's all to evolve everything. That's all it is. I mean, it's kind of difficult.
I remember listening to Crow777 and a few other guys when they announced what they were going to do. And they were rumbling around like we are.
Yeah, because we're not people like... No one involved in this is like those kind of people.
Well, being blunt, right, I never thought I'd be in a position where I'd be doing this and doing research.
No, you're like a pig in shit doing it, though, aren't you? I mean, you love it. Yeah. But also, you know, you've invested quite a lot of your own. I know you say it's a hobby and whatever, and you always said that, but it'll help invest more in the website as well. What I mean is, like, when you're trying to make a decision, which I'll put this button or put this on, because it costs X amount of money, if there's a bit of money coming in, you can actually do that, can you, straight away?
Yeah.
Without umming and ahhing about it, I mean.
Well,
I know you do it anyway eventually, but if it helps evolve the stuff we're doing and helps our output, then fantastic.
I mean, if I'm honest, right, I would like us to get to a position where we're doing two shows a week.
Yeah.
I'd like to get to a position where we're doing that type of output.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and whether it's two, obviously we need an holiday, but whether it's two shows a week, you know, for 11 months and you've got... What I'm trying to say is I'd like to do that many shows.
Well, I think that's why we're always cautious about not saying how many shows we're going to do or we do, because we don't know, do we?
No. You know. Well, it'll be a slow build-up, Chris.
But I do know this. When we don't do one for a while, we're both fucking gagging to do one, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's quite strange, really.
So, monkeypox.
Well, I was thinking today, right, because all those... There's obviously quite a few people talking. Rise Above guys did a thing about monkeypox yesterday. And I think when I first saw it, I think I've sent you 3 BBC articles over, because I scout the BBC every now and again.
Yeah.
And it's been a slow build-up on it. Oh, by the way, just one more thing, Fai. I've started up an Instagram account as well. Right, it's crap, because I'm crap on Instagram. But there is pictures on there and my drawings, and I'm putting a few news articles on there. For instance, I think the 3rd monkeypox one I saw in the last couple of weeks, and the numerology at the top, and in the last one, actually, you pointed out, it's all 9/11 numerology. I mean, and I think we've learned that when it's got 9/11 in it, it means it's a false flag, but it's going to move on to something else. Yeah. One of my thoughts is because everyone's talking about the monkeypox thing, which probably won't be able to say in a couple of weeks.
We will.
Yeah, we will. I don't know. I just got this feeling today. I was thinking, do you think maybe it's like a red herring just to get everyone frenzied up? And then it's just going to... two things. Get everyone frenzied up and get not everyone else terrified.
It's all a red herring, Chris.
But it's the same. If they are going to roll with it though, as like they did with the first nonsense. And I always say this, but it's too obvious.
Well, it was too obvious in 2020 in March what were happening, and it's too obvious now because
you can't see the same thing happening. A trickle of news stories telling you that it's safe and it's all right. So why are you telling us anyway? And then all of a sudden, wham bam. here it is. And WHO have now got laws where they can close countries down.
Here we go.
I told the guy at work about the other day, and yesterday actually, and he went, "No, what are you about?" And I went, "Yeah, yeah, they're trying to pass laws where WHO have got total control over any pandemics." And he Googled it, and he went, "Oh, for F's sake."
Well, listen to this one, Chris. This will surprise you. When Lance were reading out from Rise Above yesterday what they were talking about, which was the Munich Security Conference.
Right.
It was held last year, I believe. Or it was going to be held last year, and they've just held it now. And it was the Munich Security Conference, ironically, it was started in Bavaria, of all places, right. In 1963. There goes the 9/11 numbers again.
199.
Yeah. And it was started by a family called the Kleist family that were Pomeranian Prussian noble family.
Right.
That a really prominent family. So Lance said, and Andy PG, Sheep Farm will have to look into this and go deeper. And I started digging around. I thought, oh, you bastard, Lance. You just got me roped into this again.
You might as well just throw you a massive fat bone.
Yeah. It's like a starter gun, you know, going
chase that dumb.
Yeah. Chase that dumb. But yeah, so even back then, this is all around the same area of Germany that Schwab comes from, these Prussians come from. They start this, it's been held in Bavaria, in Munich, Bavaria, since 1963. It's the largest gathering, it's the world's largest gathering of its kind. And some of the funders, and it's supported by, I think it's the national, something like the nuclear, some nuclear thing. I'll have to go back through my notes, but I've only just started looking at it. Right. And this is the place that did the simulation for the monkeypox outbreak that they were showing last night on Rise Above.
I didn't watch it all. I watched the beginning.
And some of the funders have already dug out. Some of the funders are Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they were helping advance the efforts in developing the Global Health Security Index. It were also funded by the Open Philanthropy Project. And that's funded by a guy called Dustin Moskovich, who was co-founder of Facebook. So all these same people are in there. Kissinger were in there as well, and a few other people who were around it. So I might do a little bit on that one, send it over to Lance and let him have a dig around in it.
Where do you think the nonsense Mark III is going?
Where do I think the nonsense Mark III is going? They're already talking about jib jabs, aren't they? They're already talking about smallpox. In fact, Jacko told me earlier, he said they've already apparently traced it back, you know, to ground zero.
Right. Soon forget about that, though, don't they? When it gets further in, they always forget about that.
Apparently, monkeypox has been spread by a gay couple.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you look back into the 80s, and they were blaming the gay fraternity AIDS. For spreading AIDS, which were fucking nonsense to start with.
It's Fauci, wasn't it, trying to kill everybody?
Fauci again. And now they're using the same terminology to assist the same simian nonsense, which again, so going back to the simian...
There's no imagination thing, there, is there?
The simian thing and the Rh positive negative types, which is the rhesus monkey.
Mm.
Too obvious that?
Well, I mean, even the, like I said, the similarities between, I don't know, is it the, are they literally combining and putting it all into one just to create one big avalanche of shite? Do you know what I mean? that's what it kind of sounds and looks like, doesn't it? Using the same rhetorics again, because they've got no imagination, combining them all together, that works, and that works. And bottom line of it is everyone's scared shitless. But I don't know. I mean, I'm probably being too obvious by saying, like I said before, that they can't do that because it's too obvious. They can't have two. They've never had any any sclamdemics in the last 1,000 years, except for apparent 1918 one, and then two come along in 3 years. So the human, you know, anyway, but I'm saying no one will fall for it, but I said that for the first one. So,
my view is whether they fall for it or they just go along with it, the fact is they'll just go along with it.
Well, I don't also want to sound like a pessimist, but what if the first arm spear and its associated partners, what if that is going to make, I've thought this all along, what if that is going to make people actually ill and they're going to put that as the Mpox, shall I say?
You don't have to say what you want.
Yeah, but I mean, what if that's it, what it is? They're going to make, because I don't know, for people to believe this second time, right, or a third or whatever, if they want for them to believe another scamdemic, they're going to have to make people actually sick.
But in all fairness, Chris, right, because we talk to like-minded people, yeah, in reality, people do believe.
Yeah,
18 million people have died worldwide of this bollocks. The figure that the WHO's put out. 18 million people.
You don't hear anyone talk about it, do you? So I mean, even me going out and jobbing, no one talks about it.
I was talking to one of my neighbours. I'd say to my neighbours,
you are pissing one of your neighbours.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't actually a neighbour. He lives about a mile away. So,
you drove a mile so you could piss him.
No, I drove past him and he waved at me and I stopped.
You thought, fuck this, I'm going to stop and piss him.
But
ask him his opinion.
I would never ask him his opinion. But he's a nice enough guy. Hmm. Didn't mention it once. And he's got a place in Spain, right? Yeah. And he said, yeah, I'd go to Spain. So I presume he's been 3 dart finished. Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his wife. And he says, what are you going to do? I said, have you got any holidays? But I said, no, you can't go anywhere with this bollocks, can you? And he went, and just didn't acknowledge it, Chris. It wasn't ignoring me. It just didn't register in his head what I was talking about. You know, like, well, it's all over. You know, he didn't even register anything. Mm. He thought we were on about Ukraine war.
Yeah.
That's how far in distance now Nonsense Mark 1 is to Middle England and most of people.
When you think at the minute, Fire, right, in this world of terror we're living in, and we just got a, I mean, I went to a concert the other day, a comedian, when I saw Stuart Lee, very funny. But I was going in there, I had my rucksack with me, and you're just thinking, 4 years ago, right, I'd have had to empty my rucksack out onto a table to get in.
Right.
And that's gone. That's forgotten about, the old, you know, two towers now, you've got to get searched wherever you go. No one's worried about that anymore. And you just think at the moment, right, we had that to worry about for 20 years. At the moment, look at all the fear things that are thrown out there, Fat.
Yeah.
You've got, I mean, every bloke's a rapist and a murderer. Yeah. You've got the rusty tank war.
Yeah. Molotov cocktail war.
Molotov cocktail against rusty tank war.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got the new whatever, you've got the old whatever. I mean, when you actually analyse what used to exist, it was fucking Brexit.
I know. And that bored me into tears. Yeah, I didn't even listen to it. And it still bored me into tears.
Yeah. And now look what you've got. You've got just constant, I mean, it's a barrage of shite and horror thrown at you on a daily basis. Yeah,
if you watch the, I mean, I don't know if anybody does who's listening, but if you watched the BBC News, and I don't watch it, all day, or ITV or Sky, you know, and you see them.
My mate's mum does, and she just totally dry. What they do as well, cleverly, Fatty, they make you create an opinion, right? And then, for instance, that old Boris Johnson bullshit that's going on, right? You create an opinion, but the bottom line of the opinion is, I could do a better job than that. So it makes you feel good about yourself.
That you could do a better job than that.
I won't do what Boris does. It's like the old football manager thing, isn't it? We shouldn't have done that. We should have done this. What, why are you sat in your armchair eating Doritos?
Yeah, sat in your armchair with a can of beer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I watched morning TV the other day. Right? I was going to tell you this. I forgot. I might have told you. But they did this whole show for like half an hour, right, about how they recycle plastic. Right, because if you're fucking using a plastic straw at home now, kill yourself, you evil bastard.
Yeah.
Even though they've been sold to you for the last 50 years or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're using a plastic straw, you're evil.
Yeah, you might as well stab some fish with it instead.
Yeah. But they did this whole piece, right? And it was 6 a.m. I was going to work, going to do a breakfast shift. Turn the TV on. I just thought, I'll watch a bit of nonsense while I'm having my coffee. And they did this whole piece about how you recycle, and they're in a recycling plant to turn it into pellets. And I thought, this is actually good information. This is quite interesting because everyone does the recycling. No one, you know, you don't really see where it goes. Anyway, they turned it all into pellets. I thought, that's actually quite nice. Anyway, and I thought, that's actually interesting. And then it flashed to, and I was thinking, when's it going to come? And then they flashed to this family, right, in their house. And they're saying, how much stuff do you recycle? You know, and they had it all out on a table. And I think it was National Recycle Week or something, I don't know. And they had everything they've put in the bin on the table that day, right, or that week. And they said, how long is this for? A month? They went, no, this is just 1 week. And they went, what, 1 week? And they're like, instantly, feel like a twat because, you know. And the poor woman, the poor housewife, were going, we try as best, you know, we try not to get as much plastic as we can. Da, 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 da. And the guy's like, yeah, you might as well just said, yeah, but you still do, don't you?
Well, I once went to one of them incinerators, you know, going back. Right. They built a brand new one in Leeds. And when they were trying to drag me into Printers Trust, they invited me to go and look at the new incinerator. And I thought, oh, it'd be quite interesting, that. So I went. I mean, it stunk, don't get me wrong, but because it was full of rubbish. And they were saying, yeah, this is how we, you know, split this up and split that up. I said, where does all plastic go then? They went, it goes there, but if ever we've got an old up, we just burn it all. So it comes to the same place then? Yeah, it comes to the same place.
Right. So it all goes in incinerator. So
I'd say your plastic pellets were just, you know, a side thing.
They probably had them in a jar on side. Fucking up, cameras are here, get the plastic pellets out.
Plastic pellets out. Put your mask on. Yeah.
This is how we operate.
This is how we operate. Look at
you
this.
You do wonder, don't you? And you've got all that energy and effort of all those people putting it all into the right fucking bins, because you've got 12 bins. Yeah. Putting it all in the right ones, and they just drop it all inside.
And they were saying, when it comes out of chimney, it's just water vapour.
Right.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
So it's not CO2.
No, that's why. No, it's not CO2. It's just water vapor.
Right.
It's been filtered out, Chris.
Right.
All you're seeing when all that smoke's bellowing out is water vapor.
It's funny because when I burn plastic, it stinks.
Yeah. And same thing, like in the 80s when they told everybody, look, you need to start using diesel because it's a lot more economical. It's better for environment and all this stuff. Yeah. And now, like them straws. Anybody, if you're using straws and got a diesel car, you might as well be Hitler.
Yeah. Well, Hitler used diesel, didn't he?
Bastard. And straws.
He drove around.
Anyone in the best man.
He drove around in a diesel-powered Jeep drinking cocktails out of a glass with a plastic straw.
Yeah, and he was drinking diesel. But going back to what do I think is going to happen with this monkeypox? Does it really matter? They've already put it out there now. And it reminded me very much back to Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. It's airborne. We were laughing about the fact that it's just like Outbreak. And you said it's a matter of time before they say it's airborne, and they did. Yeah. It's airborne.
It's airborne. I remember Fauci saying, people should wear masks because if you cough, you could have little bits of virus floating about.
Well, fat, I heard a better one.
What, you can't see? Yeah.
It was on the radio. And do you know, there's a bit of me wishes I'd have documented more of this stuff, you know, because I think even compared to how it ended up, the beginning was really outlandish. I heard a thing on the radio and it was saying, you shouldn't go, if you go jogging, don't jog behind your partner. If you go jogging with your partner, don't jog behind people because they're sweating and they're breathing and particles could drift behind them.
And they've got straws.
Land on you.
And they've got plastic straws.
And if you suck that up with a plastic straw, you're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, I always bring up that hug your grandma at Christmas, she'll be dead by New Year. That was blatted around on national TV and radio.
That was Susan Mickey and her friends spreading that around the world.
And Jeremy Vine said it. They all said it. Yeah.
Well, they all said it because it was part of Spy B.
Those scumbags, isn't it?
Yeah, it is those scumbags.
But I mean, when you think going back
the verbal virus,
going back 3 years, like we were just saying, fire to the fear now that they're ramping up on every level, not just the virus, everything, it's all ramped up compared to 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and if I don't know, I can't, I struggle to explain what I'm trying to say, but if you don't think that that's taking us down to a totalitarian world, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, do you know the fear is as well that somebody put a comment on one of the videos. I can't remember the comment, but because it were a BBC or a mainstream video, they were saying that everything these people say are lies, right? And you've got to be careful when you go down that road. And I was saying this to somebody the other day. I might have said it to you, but I said it to somebody the other day. Because if you were the controlling factor in all this, the factions, the cabal, where would you put the truth for people like us to say it's a load of rubbish? You put it on mainstream telly.
Well,
If I'm not saying any or all of it's true, but I don't believe all of it's a lie. I never have. I'd say 90% is bullshit, 10% truth. The revelation of method has to be put out there, whether it's on mainstream TV, radio, press.
Well, look at when the corona was at its max peak, right?
Yeah.
Even when it was max peak, when it was killing millions of people, whatever.
That's all them dominoes. We're falling over like dominoes, Chris.
Yeah. No, but they always said, didn't they? X amount of 1,000 people have died today who have been tested positive for the corona in the last 28 days. They told you. It's there.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you what they died of. They just said that have been tested positive
for corona
in the last 28. They told you at the end of every news article.
Everyone.
But no one listened.
Nobody listened to it. All they heard were dead.
Yeah. And if I say to someone, and I did say to people, do you not notice that it's within 28 days? I don't know why you're having a go at me, because I'm giving you a positive opinion here. That many people.
You're not a scientist, though.
That's a positive. If I put a fucking white jacket on and a stethoscope on, will you believe me?
Yeah, but it's those damn scientists that know it all. The same ones that told us to use plastic straws.
Yeah, I know.
And diesel.
It's not even that, right?
And paraquat.
There's microplastic. You can't even see it.
No.
Almost like a virus.
Yeah.
Just hovering around under the sea.
Where's John Coffey when you need him?
Tiny little particles.
But yeah, and so what I think is not all liars lie all the time. It can't be. I know somebody who's a right lying twat, right? But he doesn't lie all the time. You know, if I asked him his name and he told me what his name was, he's not lying, is he? You know, so liars don't lie all the time. Neither do they tell the truth all the time. And Boris Johnson's a pathological liar. But he will also tell us the truth. Because... Yeah. And we might not think it's the truth at the time, but when you look back, it is. And also, by lying, he's telling us the truth sometimes.
Well, the fact that people still side with him and go, you know, you see those people go, oh, yeah. No, I just love Floris Blonson. Yeah. But he's lied to you, and he's proven that he's lied to you.
Yeah.
So forget about him.
Yeah. Why would you? We did 8 hours proving that he was just a lying, and his dad, and... I don't know the rest of his family, but certainly him and his dad are.
He's an actor.
Could have gone on and on.
He's an actor.
He's an actor. Acting away. Definite.
Do you know, I might have said this before, but I believe that the WWF wrestling thing in the 90s, you know, like he did this and, you know, you stand on stage and
go, COVID and stuff. Yeah.
I was out in the car park and he did this and now get it. I think that was programming us. I know what you're going
to
say.
To nonsense.
He's programming us to just believe shit that someone's saying on a stage.
Yeah.
With no proof or evidence of anything. I believe it was programming. If you think that was programming the 90s kids, and now they're in the 30s.
Yeah, and that used to fill stadiums, still does. Fill stadiums of adults.
And it was on, children. Even in England, I mean, it was massive in America already, but in England, it was on TV all the time in the 90s. Yeah. As soon as Sky TV and whatever came out, it was on TV all the time.
Yeah, and they used to come up and hit each other on the back of Edward a chair or something.
And everyone believed it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe that's right. Maybe Jerry Springer, all these things were there because this is how real life is. This is real and true.
It was programming. It was programming. I mean, I've often said, you hear people argue, right? And I don't think people naturally, if they have a fallout, argue like this. They'll go, you know, but you hear people argue like EastEnders.
Yeah.
And people don't talk like that or argue like that with each other.
They do now.
Well, exactly. Or like the Kardashians do, you know, when you see it on they were like,
you get that picture I sent of Kardashians.
I looked very quickly at it just before we did this.
Who's marrying
that guy who looks like a jailbird, basically.
Well, I don't know what it looks like, Chris.
It looks like a crackhead, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So they're normalizing that you sort of look like a crackhead.
I don't even know if it looks that good. I don't understand what he looks like. He's dressed in like a, you know, like a gown from.
I'm gonna have
like
a look while we're talking.
A monk's gown.
Right. I didn't really look at it. I'll have a look now. But I mean, the Kardashians. I mean, they're the biggest. What is it out there?
Yeah.
Programming.
Well, they're covering the witches, aren't they?
Do you know what? I'm not going to look at it. I'll look at it there.
No, just look at the picture. If you scroll down, look at the picture of what he's wearing. Just look at that gown that he's wearing. I can't put it up. I know we're talking about it, but you should look at the...
So what is it? Just explain what it is.
They're getting married, apparently.
Right. All right, I've got it here. Right. So she's wearing a mini dress with fake boobs hanging out and a massive fake backside. And she's got, I believe... She's got Mary... She's got, and also on her belly, she's got Mary and Jesus on her belly.
Yeah, right.
Kids dressed in what I would say is...
Pajamas.
Pajamas, but military pajamas. With Ukrainian colours, I would say, actually.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he just looks... He looks like he needs hosing.
I don't know. It's just strange. I just find it strange, honestly. What's going on? But anyway, that's something totally different. But if you can see that, Kourtney Kardashian marrying Travis Barker.
Well, he is somewhat different, Fai, but a lot of people are into that shit, you know what I mean?
But is that what... Jacko said to me, he said, there's now a pregnant man emoji, a pregnant trans emoji. I might get a pregnant cat, a tranny cat emoji.
You've got a tranny cat, you can shoot up.
But you might get a...
You could actually get a Sun article about that, Fai. You've got a...
A trans
cat. Do you know what? Do you know what as well?
I might change its name to Tavistock.
What's it called now?
Jaguar. Because it's black. But anyway.
No, but I mean, if you went to the Sun with that story and said, I'm not even joking, and you said we bought a boy cat and it's had kittens, it'd be fucking right there. Be right on the money.
Right on the money, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And three black ones.
Yeah. And one tabby.
One tabby that looks a bit effeminate.
But we're not sure what we're not gonna identify them as anything at the moment until they get a bit older.
Yeah. It's a mixed family. Daddy and kittens are doing well.
Just sucking off his No, I'm gonna say
don't go down that road.
Just sucking off his chest milk.
Yeah, yeah. That's do you know they're actually putting like pictures out and stuff like that, aren't they? It's a strange.
Well, if there's any drive for me and you to do this, right, it is to protect our children because I've got a 4-year-old and I don't want to go into school listening to this shite.
Well, they are going to, sadly, whether we like it or not. But do you know all the World Economic Forum stuff that have been doing? Somebody said, do you think they're all corrupt? And the answer to that is no. I don't actually think all these people are corrupt. I think me and Chris have said this before.
Do you know what?
I think what happens is they get invited to these do's because people behind them, agents, managers, business associates, mentors, investors, whatever it is, say to them it'll be good for your career. And they go to these do's like the Young Global Leaders, they get invited on them, they get picked out. And not all of them make it because not all of them go along with it.
Yeah,
definitely, that's definite. But they don't need all of them to go along with it. That's why they invite 250 plus every year.
Well, it's exactly the same as the Masonic thing, isn't it, Fai? My missus says, Dad, we're a Mason, right? And I've worked in...
Oh, that means you're a shill.
But what I mean is they invite businessmen in there and then they see, they can then vet them, can't they, to see how far up they go and to see how far they go into the system.
Yeah.
Most of them are there just for a private members club and a drink and a meal once a year.
And also, the reason why they have all these people there who are part of Aspen Institute and Atlantic Institute and Le Circle and Bilderbergers is so they can look at these people and see if they've got the right mentality to be part of.
That's what I mean.
World.
It's the same. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing as the Mason. The basic Mason structure is they invite all the local businessmen in, they do loads of good stuff. Mm. If one of them gets ill and dies, they give loads of money to his widow.
Yeah.
And then you go up a notch, and then you go up another notch, and then you get invited to the next. You know what I mean? Lou's dad, my missus's dad, is not any kind of weird. I mean, I don't think he's not even in it anymore. One of the funny stories is Lou's mum was really angry once. You know, they wear the white gloves. Yeah. And he turned up at this meeting, took his gloves out to put them on, and she cut the fingers off them all. So we put on a pair of fingerless gloves.
I take it they've been arguing.
Yeah, exactly.
Class. So his Mickey Mouse gloves, he couldn't wear at his Mason meeting.
He couldn't wear his Mason, yeah.
It's silly. I bet she used to call him his silly pair of gloves or something like that. Yeah. But these secret groups organise and plan these things years in advance, that I'm sure of. And they might not know who the 250 people are in 10 years' time. They might know some of them. But like that woman that said in that one from 2005 that we showed, that we can say stuff now that we won't be able to say in 10 years because we'll be running companies and leading countries.
Everyone starts clapping, but they still don't realise what's going on at that point.
No.
Yeah. They all go, hey, laughing and clapping. You don't realise she actually means that. And she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
But also, Chris, I'll use politicians as prime example. I'm sure most politicians go to university and think they're going to go into politics to make a difference.
And I'm sure a lot of local ones do. I'm sure a lot of local ones do.
But what happens is they want to go up the ladder even further, so somebody backs them. And once somebody's backed them, it's very hard to back out.
If I'm honest, Fatty, right, when something I've learned is when the, Corona nonsense started, I thought they were all in on it. I really did. And then my opinion changed as time went on because some of them were just as scared as...
general public.
Because they are the general public. They're just on TV, that's all.
Yeah.
And then, like you've said before, they only need 1 out of 10 to change everyone's viewpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be some of them that slowly realised and then thought, hang on a minute, if I start shouting now, I'm out of a job. You know, like a lot of doctors and stuff. You know what I mean? There's probably ones on TV that vanished and you don't even know because they vanished. You know, they just drifted off. And you don't even know that they went. I think Matt Devlin pointed out that poo doctor woman. They didn't lambast her. She just vanished. She's not on TV anymore.
I mean, I know David Bellamy is not with us anymore, but he's the same. I mean,
he
was the same. He just vanished.
He refused to accept the global climate nonsense change.
Global climate warming change, bollocks.
Global climate freezing but warming change.
Yeah.
And when we were kids, he was like the bastion of science and natural science, wasn't he? Yeah. And he just vanished off the planet.
Yeah, he did. And David Attenborough, wasn't he? He would have been, if he'd have carried on, he would have been like David Attenborough.
Well, it was like a kid's version of David Attenborough, wasn't it? Yeah. It was more aimed at children.
Yeah.
But it was brilliant. It was so enthusiastic and, it's gone.
He definitely didn't go along with the nonsense.
He was quite vocal about the climate warming, freezing change.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Well, one video I put up the other day, actually, was of a Professor Robert Sapolsky, and it were about schizophrenia and parasites. And one of the comments on there, and some of the comments are strange. I couldn't understand them, but somebody put on, seriously, Dom and Chris, even though it was me that put it on, so Chris were getting blamed as well. But
anyway, I put everything on.
Yeah. Stop pushing the parasite business. Also, it has merit in many lives. I don't know what. Some people just can't cope with frequencies. I don't understand what that's about. I do, as always, hope you have no nefarious intentions.
What's she saying?
I don't know if it's he or a she, but I don't know. Well, the reason I keep going on about parasites, because personally,
shot about 1,000 of them out.
Yeah, because I got rid of that, literally tens of thousands of them. And I mean that as well, little ones, big ones, whatever. And also, he's talking about cats passing toxoplasmosis on. And I've researched this, and this comes back to that point where not everything in the mainstream is a lie.
Mm.
You know, this could be revelation of method. It might be bollocks as well. I keep an open book on all of it. So
just explain what he's on about. I don't know what he's on about.
Well, you've seen it before. He's on about that.
Or she.
I don't understand what this comment's on about. They left about two or three. Yeah. But I think gist is that you can't trust these people because they're professors. Yeah.
Mm.
And my answer to that one is that the revelation, if people do reveal things, it's not going to be done by me or you, Chris. It's going to be done by these type of characters who are professors at mainstream universities that are revealing that these parasites can be passed on and from a rat to a cat to a human. This can happen. This does happen. I'll run a scenario. I videoed the other day, right? My cat, the Tomcat, not the Lady Gaga cat. it was sat down, right? And on one of the chairs and dining chairs. And it got up and went out. And I didn't think, oh, I was just watching something until I was stood up. And I looked down and saw this white thing. And I thought, what's that? What a parasite. It had dropped out of its
ass.
And it were on there. And I videoed it. And it were moving before I got rid of it. Yeah.
Right.
So what were that? That were probably some sort of roundworm or whatever it was. But these things exist. And I think they resonate with what Jerry says and what Master Lee talks about. There's a physical one, parasite, and a metaphysical one. I physically could hear, and it's strange because it weren't just me, with my wife as well. When we were going through our heavy Lyme treatment, they were like a screeching sound. It was a strange scenario. You couldn't hear anything, though. Well, I equate it to being probably like a dog whistle. But you can't hear, but dogs can. Yeah.
So maybe the parasites are a biological weapon. Someone else is controlling it. And then you think about that Jerry one, don't you? When that fellow was saying that he thought it was technology.
Yeah. This is the argument again of germ theory, terrain theory, where they're both theories. So I don't jump on the bandwagon of either theory.
Yeah.
Because the theories, they're still theories. Now, do some of them make sense? Yes. Terrain theory makes sense to me. If you're system is toxic, then you're more susceptible to being ill. Don't mean to say you're going to be ill. You're more susceptible to being ill. Chronic illness generally comes with more toxicity.
Well, also even from kids, fat, that he's always been sickly. Yeah. Is it just their aura? Is their aura just a sickly aura?
You could have the frequency.
You walk into their frequency. I don't know anything, but I would hazard a guess that it's frequency.
Well, some of it, I reckon, is frequency, whether it's your internal frequency,
aura. Like you've got a dark aura, and you get near someone, and then you pass on that dark aura to them.
Yeah,
that makes more sense, doesn't it? Because
it makes some sense.
The fact
is, if we've been hijacked and toxified, then we'd be giving off a different aura. But why are kids giving off this aura? Because they shouldn't be that toxic.
Well, I actually believe, if I'm honest, right, with kids, I think we've discussed this before. Is it just you have a yearly shedding and everyone has a different shedding period?
But I think that's been, for argument's sake, if the annual flu season, and I don't believe there's an annual flu season, that's a made up brand name, but is September to February, for argument's sake, yeah? Then if you get flu in winter, which you generally get, whatever flu is, you get it in winter. Now, what happens in winter normally? Things die off.
Yeah.
So it's standard. We've talked about this.
Trees and flowers, cells die off. So do our cells die off?
Yeah, exactly. So like a snake, you regenerate every 7 years, which is generally when you used to get flu.
And also when you think back in the old days, if you got the flu, it wasn't like now where it's pile loads of pills down your throat and take loads of fucking caffeine sugar tablets.
Yeah.
It was take a few weeks off to recuperate.
Yeah. Get some stew.
Yeah.
Some stew.
Get some
good collagen in you.
Yeah, eat some goodness. But also, they call it, you read like them old books and it's like, I felt a bit melancholy. Take a few weeks to yourself and relax. We can't do that anymore.
No.
So they just fire you with caffeine and sugar.
But back to this parasite thing. If a germ, and I'll call them a germ, people say they're symbiotic, meaning we can live with them, they're harmless. But if these things are growth modified, and I've said this before, and they've been made in a lab and then released, which there are bio labs, and I'm sure they do, and we know they do release stuff, then it's not the same thing.
And also, have they combined the symbiotic that live with you with good bacteria?
Well also, if good bacteria...
They've like merged them together, aren't they?
That kids are the body to allowing it into areas it wouldn't normally go into, for argument's sake. Also, bad bacteria. If bad bacteria is meant to stay, let's just say it stays in the gut. because it can be fended off with the good bacteria. But if for some reason it ends up in the bloodstream and ends up in your brain or other organs, then that's a different game, is that? Because if it shouldn't be there, if its lifetime of being symbiotic is in one place and your body can handle it, if it's in different places, then all of a sudden your body can't handle it.
Yeah, it's been pushed into the wrong areas.
So I don't just think it's parasites, and I don't just think it's jib-jabs, and I don't just think it's frequencies, and I don't just think it's chemtrails. It's all of it. Mm. It's everything. Bad diet.
But I would say, I witnessed with my child, who's now 4, that, and I do believe it is a, what is it? Like you said, dying of the cells or the trees and the, you know, because I witnessed my nipper get ill, snotty nose, bit of a cough, da-da. But when they get better, and I've even said this myself, the best thing about getting sick is the day you get better, you feel fantastic. And with a kid, they're growing so fast. So those, I mean, I'm talking from a layman here. I'm not a scientist, but I can get a lab coat and a stethoscope if you want. But if they're growing and they're losing cells, then they've got to go somewhere, aren't they? So they're going to the snotty nose and the cough and the crap or whatever. But I've noticed when my nipper gets ill, and she doesn't get ill very often, after she's got better, it's like she's had an upgrade. She, yeah. You know, she's whizzing around, conversation's different, everything's changed a little bit.
Well, maybe the stuff that we're going through, the interventions from pharmaceuticals and things like that, is to corrupt this download, and change it.
That was a natural upgrade coming for humans.
Yeah, it turns us into NPCs to fit in with the Great Reset, wherever they want to take it. Because when you see people now, some people who come from the clinic or whatever, you can, there's nothing there behind their eyes. You can't ask them if they've been jib-jabbed. It's not my place to ask them that. But, you know...
Well, I would say, I think as we've discussed, the things that have gone over the last 3 years, you come out of it two ways, don't you? You come out of it and just carry on, hoping everything's back to normal. I mean, even psychos like me and you that have gone on about this shit for years, I've learned a lot in the last 2 or 3 years. My mind's changed, you know, it's evolved, I like to think. I mean, I don't want to sound like a knobhead, but it's evolved to a level where I'm thinking differently to what I did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't evolved, you've accepted everything, da, 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 and you've gone on and gone on, and then you've just got to the end of it and nothing's changed in your mind. You've devolved, haven't you?
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing. A lot of people who are cognitively detached, as we spoke with Jenny about, and Mark Neste and a few others.
I'm not slagging anyone off, by the way, because I can't blame anybody for anything. Because...
But it is difficult to be around people who only want to talk about sport now.
I've always found that difficult.
But... Or even music and films. You know, it's difficult to be around people that want to talk to you about a TV program that we're on. And when you say you don't watch TV, they look at you like you're gaga.
The thing that's always got me is the laughter about the nonsense, because after the 2001 nonsense, the Twin Tower thing, no one laughed about that because 3,000 people died. Apparently millions of people died about this, but it's actually a bit of a joke. That's something I've always bothered me. Now, if it was a deadly disease and your mate rang you and said they got it, you'd be mortified and terrified for them, and you'd be ringing them every day. No one cares.
No.
You don't care because it's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's always got me. On Radio 4, they were immediately doing like a panel show and like a bit of a joke of, you know, what did you do in lockdown? What are you on about? Apparently, millions of people have died. So
18 million.
Yeah. So why are you laughing about it?
18 million or 15. What's 3 million? It's just the World Health Organization. You know, when you've got all these people who pass away every year, you can regenerate some of them deaths into whatever you want to do, can't you?
Especially if it's within 28 days.
And so if the parasite post annoyed some people, that's all right. But my view is that it changed a lot of my health issues when I start getting rid of these things. So whether they're symbiotic or not, they're certainly one for me. And I reckon some people are, for some reason, prone to getting more or I'm being harmful for them.
I think from what you've talked about and what you went through, I think it's one of the biggest medical hidden secrets, if I'm honest.
Well, you go to the doctors, right?
And I think then it ties in with what we've talked about with Jerry. Yeah. I really do, 100%.
Yeah. I do. And Master Lee, he talks
I've never heard anyone go to the doctors and they say, oh, I went to the doctors and said I'm full of parasites. Never heard it.
No.
Not blaming the doctors because they're not trying
I am. No, there is no excuse really, because if some stupid part breed from Huddersfield can work some stuff out, and I'm sure other people can.
Yeah.
And a doctor who's earning big bucks to tell people about the health, there is no excuse. I'm sorry.
Well, I like to think if I was a doctor, right, I'd learn everything I learned at doctor school, if you like, medical school, and then I would continue to learn as I went along. I.e., when they brought out the arm spear, I'd want to know what were in it before I jabbed it into a kid or an old granny. I'd want to know, just out of curiosity.
I'd want to know why they put polysorbate 80 in, because it opens up the
brain. I would
want
to know. I would want to know everything about that thing.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I'd want to know is, like in any single business that anybody has, if you've got a customer base, that's your living and breathing earnings.
Yeah.
It just makes, it's pretty standard.
Not if you're going to kill them all.
Exactly. But you're physically making those people ill, and they're coming back to say they're ill, so you're making them even iller, getting them hooked on opioids, giving them jib jabs that's going to kill them eventually.
Well, I think at one point...
What other job is there?
Were they getting £15 an arm spear?
£15 an arm spear. I think £7.50 for a flu jab.
I mean, that's been going on for years.
Years. 2009. I mean, we spoke about this in that Spanish flu.
I remember sending you a picture of... I went into the doctor's surgery for something, and they had bunting saying, get your flu jab. And then you think, someone's going to go around and put that bunting up for some reason. Yeah. And the reason is, I didn't think about it at the time. The reason is, they're getting £7.50.
It's like a marketing company, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a marketing company.
I mean, someone's come around with X amount of flu arm spears, and in that box of arm spears is the bunting.
It's really the leaflets, part. Yeah,
the leaflets and the little box to put your leaflets in. You know, like, I don't know, it's like if I was selling, I just come up with a fruit juice brand, and I was selling it to a shop, and I went round and I had like the little adverts and little posters to put up. They've done that. It's literally the same fucking
The marketing
thing,
box. But I went into I went in a pharmacy the other day because we have to get saline for the clinic. And anyway, there were a poster on the wall that had been there from last winter. So the Ukraine thing started back in February, March. And this thing on the wall was, get your flu jab and get your rooster booster. Right? And fuck me, if it weren't in yellow and blue.
Really, was it?
Same colours. Yeah. Exactly same colours. Posters all around. And they'd left it in window.
Weird.
I took a picture of it. And same colour. Exactly the same colours. Yellow and blue, and blue rings as well. Like double O.
I think we discussed on the last one that
booster was yellow and blue rings.
Right.
Double the two O's.
Yeah, well, I remember the posters actually, you know, when they were in all the newspapers. They were in that like neon yellow and blue, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah,
like a gaudy yellow and blue.
Yeah. Exactly the same colours. I mean, this can't be a coincidence, Chris. But who's sending these signals out to people to say, right, do that poster in yellow and blue? I mean, I'm sure that person that did that poster didn't have a clue about Ukraine upcoming whatever nonsense it is.
Rusty tank fight.
Rusty tank, Molotov cocktail, gin and tonic war.
Again, and also as well, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but do you remember after 9/11, right, when the French wouldn't get involved in the invasion of Iraq? So they started pouring wine and champagne down the drain.
That makes sense. Report,
yeah, I was mortified. Imagine. Fucking hell. And then when the Ukraine thing happened, they were pouring vodka down the drain. Does anyone not remember, like, fucking 20 years ago?
No, but I remember going into London and walking past this restaurant, and my mate always said, oh, this was 2001. Oh, that was an Afghan restaurant that somebody's burnt it out.
It's not funny. It's not funny at all. But
that was 2000.
How fucking stupid people are. I'm sorry.
Just insane. You've
got to say it.
So just because it's an Afghan restaurant, he's part of Mujahideen.
Yeah. Even if that's real. Even if that's real. If that were all real. Yeah. Yeah. And just because Russia apparently
just
evil
a lad
now.
With a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or a woman just got a restaurant, you know. They're not funding anybody.
Yeah. And even like the oligarch thing, like we've said before, you know, oh, there's, let's stop all the money. Well, that, to be fair, that's getting us used to stopping people's money, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's where it's going.
They haven't really stopped them oligarchs' money.
No.
I don't care what they've done.
I'm sure they're fine.
I'm sure they're fine. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a pat on the ass and told to keep quiet for a bit.
Yeah. So tonight we're just a bit of an impromptu chinwag, really. Just for that announcement, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
So we're probably going to leave it there, actually.
Leave your comments and let us know. But like I said, don't be too mean, because it took us a lot of talking about to get to that point, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Also, people ask us if we're going to do any live talks. We get asked quite a lot, don't we, to do live talks. Again, it's time. Just haven't got time in the day. If you knew, for argument's sake, say, even that stuff we did on Rise Above the other night, I only did a third of it on Rise Above. That's like a week's worth of research for me.
Well, I think we should do that again on just do it again.
Yeah, maybe it's the next one that we'll cover.
All your research, let's just do it again.
We also want to do a live Q&A.
Yeah,
doing a Q&A.
Well, you've been on about us doing a live one for ages.
We're going to do one a week or something like that. We might just do we'll announce it and we'll put a date in, we'll schedule it.
And then
the Q&A, we'll get a load of questions together. We'll give you an email address to email us.
Yeah.
And then we'll just do that. We'll do a live, like a in the live chat and all that type of stuff. But it'll just be a relaxed format of questions. We won't be doing presentations and stuff like that. Might pick on a few subjects, but other than that.
Bottom line of it is, with more time, we can do loads of stuff, can't we? I mean, The mind boggles, actually. for my art and my sculptures and, you know, like you said, a documentary, books. But
they're all side issues. If we can start by doing more podcasts, that'll be the
like you said, we would love to do two of these a week, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I would.
And just keep firing on.
Yeah, just because two a week. Because we've got three formats, and no doubt there'll be something else. We've got the mint sauce, we've got Flockers, and we've got guests.
Yeah, and believe us, we've got guests lined up that we just don't have time to do.
Don't have time. I've got.
I mean, we did that one with Jenny.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine people, and we're trying to squeeze.
I mean, when we did that one with Jenny, when you had her in for last October, November, I think.
After we spoke to her with Jerry, I booked her in for December.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't do it.
Got another one lined up with Jerry. Yeah. And John Hammer wants to do one.
Yeah, that's July.
Doing a new book.
Yeah.
But this is how far ahead we have to look. And like I said, we could do, I'd love to interview
Well, I mean, in week. Fairness, all those that we've mentioned, if we're in a position, we could do most of them in a month, 2 months. Along with our stuff. Yeah.
Well, I mean, ideally, we could do an interview and a sheep fart, mint sauce every week.
Yeah.
So you could do two of them every week, and then
the in-depth stuff.
In-depth stuff. Your in-depth research and a bit of mine.
You're getting a bit excited now.
maybe.
So yeah. All right then. Well, we'll be back soon, because we're going to do record something probably next week anyway. So we'll see you later, and that members area will go live. The payments will be direct to PayPal, so and then come back through us. So.
And check out the new Sheep Farm Instagram, sheepfarm.co.uk.
Yeah, and we've Instagram. Also got Sheep Farm Studios on Telegram. Although again, me and Chris are absolutely useless on these.
Who's doing the Telegram one?
I set it up the other day.
All right.
Well, we had two, right, and I bollocks the other one up because I set it up on a mobile that was pay as you go mobile. Because I didn't want to put my mobile number in it. And then I had it on for that long that the mobile got turned off because I didn't update it, the credits. Yeah. And you've got, when you go on there, log on there, you've got to put the mobile number in and it texts you. Well, the phone were off, so.
Well, point is, we're getting there, aren't we?
No, I don't feel like I'm getting there on social media at all.
Well, we've got an Instagram channel and it's got like 30 odd pictures on it.
Fantastic. So
you need,
yeah.
You need to sort your shit out, man. I'm sorting Instagram, mate. You need to start a Telegram.
I just can't do social media. It just gives me heebie-jeebies.
It's painful.
You've got to live your life on it, and I can't do it. And all I can think about when I do Facebook is Mark Zuckerberg. That impression you did were good, actually, the other day. Stay upright.
When you enter the metaverse,
you have to stay upright or your computer components will fall out.
Anyway,
all right then. Yeah. Anyway, we'll wrap up on that one. We'll see you sometime soon. Cheers for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.